Any my young friends would like to come forward for the children's sermon this morning? Any other young friends would like to come forward for the children's sermon? Would you like to come forward? Forward, come on. All right. Good morning. I have something I'm going to share with you this morning. I've had it for many years, and it is very, very special. Now, I'm going to give it to you to look at, and you tell me what you think it is, okay? What do you think that is?
A dinosaur.
A dinosaur is a good guess. It's not a dinosaur, but that is a heck of a good guess. What is it made of?
Wood.
Wood. It is made of wood. Does it remind you of anything, or?
A cross.
A cross? Can you see a cross in there? Where do you see a cross?
Like this.
Oh, and what might that be? An arm. Okay, turn it over. What's on the other side? Oh, gosh. That's very, very interesting. What do you guys see? What do you think it looks like? Or is it, does it look like a jellyfish?
Yeah.
It does, huh? Okay, it looks like a jellyfish. What do you think? Where do you think I got it? Do you think that I went into a store? Did I go into Walmart and buy it?
No.
I found it. Now you hold on to that thought, because I'm going to come back to that in a second. Do you think that I bought a piece of wood and I whittled it and made this? Why?
Because it would be too hard to make.
It'd be too hard to make, wouldn't it? You're right. I did find it. Many, many years ago, I was pastoring a church in California, right on the ocean. And one day I was walking along the beach, and there's a lot of stuff that washes up on the beach. And wood, when wood washes up, do you know what they call that? It's called driftwood. Driftwood is wood that has been in the ocean for a long time, and it beats against the sand, and eventually it washes up on shore, and it's smooth, but you could tell that it's been in the water for a long, long time. And this was laying on the ground. And I looked at it, and I thought, oh, that's interesting, just a little piece of driftwood, and I kicked it first. And then I went over and picked it up, and I looked at it again. And I looked at it again, and the next thing I know is it looked like something that I didn't realize was there initially. It looked like what you said. You said it looked like what?
A cross.
It looked like a cross. It looked like somebody on a cross, doesn't it? Like in the back there, it looks like that's a cross beam, and on the front it looks... Now, it's not a pretty picture, is it? I mean, you don't see a beautiful, smiling picture of a face of Jesus there, do you? No, in fact, when Jesus was on a cross, it wasn't a pretty picture. But I have had this with me now for many, many years. And I keep it on my desk in my office. And sometimes I take it home with me because I just like to have it with me. I just kind of rub it. And it reminds me of many good times I've had in the past. It reminds me of all the churches that I've had. But it also reminds me that Jesus is always with me. But you know, it says something about faith. When I looked at this thing originally, it just was a piece of wood, a piece of driftwood. But when I picked it up and looked closer, I thought to myself, you know, I can see Jesus in this. And so this is always going to remind me about Jesus' presence is always with me. It's hard at times to see Jesus in ordinary things, isn't it? There was a woman by the name of Mother Teresa. And Mother Teresa would take all the children that people didn't want. She'd take all these little babies in and care for them. And if somebody was very, very sick, she'd bring them in too, and she'd care for the people who were very, very sick. And if somebody was very, very poor and they didn't have a place to go, she'd bring them in too, and she said, we're going to take care of you. And one day somebody asked her, how can you take care of all these babies? How can you take care of all these sick people? How can you take care of all these homeless and poor people that have nowhere to go? And you know what she said? She said, when I look in the face of that baby, when I look into the face of that sick person, when I look into the face of that homeless person, I see the face of who? The face of Jesus. In other words, looking at someone so ordinary and realizing that Jesus is in that person. And we can forget that, can't we? You know, you go to school and you see your friends every day and you just say, hey, take it for granted, just our friends, you know, and some are nice and some are not so nice on some days. But then we're not always so nice on some days, right? But what if you were to look at your friends, look at your teachers, look at somebody on the street who has nowhere to go and say to yourself, but Jesus is in that person. What if this is Jesus? You'd look at that person very differently, wouldn't you? Yeah. And so that's my lesson for us this morning. That you could look at something that is so ordinary, you know, that you see every day, and you think, oh, that's just a piece of wood. And realizing that Jesus can be present and make himself known to you through something so ordinary as a little piece of wood, or through a little baby, looking in the face of a little baby, or looking at someone who is very, very sick and realizing that, you know, God loves this as a child of God, this is my brother in Christ. Christ is in this person, or someone who may even has no money and is homeless and has nowhere to go, and realizing Jesus was homeless at times. I look in his face, I see the face of Jesus. Okay, let's all hold hands, and I'm going to lead us in a prayer. Okay, you want to take my hand? Let's pray. Take hands. All right. Jesus, we thank you for your love and your promise that you'll always walk beside us and be within us, and to know that you're all around us even when we don't expect to see you. Help us to see you in babies, in people who are sick, in people who have nothing in this world, and know that you love them and are present in their lives, and that we need to put your glasses on and see you where we don't expect to see you. We love you and thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.